Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically, not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. I just want to say thank you again. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is a little bit inspirational, somewhat motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And as I've just started saying that, if you take one thing from what I am saying, and it helps you in any way, then I've done my job. All right, let's move on. You know what? Listen, when something comes into my heart and my head, I can't let it go. And I want to share this with you. And I hope you, and just bear with me on this for a minute. Because I was sitting around and, you know, I'm reading and I'm preparing and I got all these things going on in my mind. And something kept gnawing at me and gnawing at me. And I have to share with you. All right. So here we go. Listen, we've been bombarded and I don't want this to be premature because it's really not. But, you know, I've gone to the mall now in the TV commercials. You know, a couple advertisements around. They're promoting, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I said to myself, you know what? I mean, it's late October. We haven't even celebrated Halloween yet, and we are pushing the clock. And I said, why do we keep doing that? We're just like rushing. And I have no control over it. You know, I'm not an advertiser or anything like that. I just think that we're kind of rushing things and you got to slow down a little bit. You know, like they say, you know, stop and smell the roses. But the point I'm trying to get to is if that's the way things are going right now, then my segment here is not so much premature. It's almost a preparation and for myself and for a lot of people. You know, the holidays, you know, and let's, Halloween is fun. Halloween, you got the kids, they get dressed up and, you know, hopefully you go to some, you know, friendly neighborhoods and friends and family. And it's really enjoyable for the kids. I get a kick out of watching my little ones and my family, you know, get dressed up and shop around for candy. You want everybody to be safe. That goes without saying. And then there's Thanksgiving, and then Thanksgiving comes around. I know in my house and my family, wow. I need to run down a list? I mean, we just have so much food. There was a time where, you know, before I sat down and had my Thanksgiving meal, I used to get up every morning and go serve meals to the senior citizens and people who perhaps didn't have family, and they would come to this church, and we would serve them nice meals. I mean, prepared, nothing, you know, nothing sloppy, nothing, no kind of hammy. We made them feel at home. It was dressed up, it was decorated, and I really always walked out of there with a sense of, you know, pride, you know, that I've helped somebody enjoy their holiday, and then, you know, they go home to wherever they are and just enjoy the rest of the day. But it is kind of a sad moment at sometimes, I think, or reflective moment might even be a better way to place that. So the holidays are coming around, you know, and then, of course, there's Christmas, okay? And, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that kind of, you know, push the envelope, but it is a very, very interesting time. It's a happy time, and then it's a sad time. It's a melancholy kind of time, and I wanted to share this, and I wanted to prepare the people around the world who might you know, experience some of that. You know, because on the flip side of that, there's people, for all intents and purposes, things are intact, you know. I mean, and I'm referring to the fact that, you know, there's some loved ones that might have passed on. You know, there's moms, there's dads, there's siblings, there's whatever, whoever was in your life that was important to you. It's that season that's coming upon us where kind of makes you think about, you know, them not being around. And I wanna kind of share, you know, I understand how that is, because it's not a pity party, people. Both my parents are gone. My mother loved the holidays. She would decorate her house. She would cook all kinds of food and dessert. And I'll be honest with you, she didn't care if anybody really came by. But the one thing she was concerned about was her children. She wanted her children to experience and have fun during that holiday. And I'll never forget that. And I think that's carried over with me. I love sharing it with family and friends. I really, really do. But my kids are important. My household is important. And I want them to enjoy that experience. So we're not going on a tangent. I want people to understand that there is that, you know, you're going to have that sense of loss, that feeling, that gap. And I say this to say that is, you know, take a little time to yourself and, you know, just reflect on the good times that these important people in your life are no longer with us. And they are watching. They're looking down on us. And I believe that sincerely. And the other part of this message is, if you can hear me, and whoever it is around the world, because I have been checking some small stats, and it's amazing out there are people, Sweden, oh my goodness, and you know, England and Ireland and all these other different countries is have been kind of peeking in on me, and I just want to say thank you and welcome. But I don't want anybody to be sad, you know, because I've seen it happen, and unfortunately, some people get so caught up and so sad that, you know, they want to do things to themselves that think that can alleviate the pain or you know, bring them closer, you know. And what I'm saying is, please think about it. Don't do that. Talk to somebody, you know, because if you do that, then you're going to bring on more pain to more people that care about you. Now, as I'm saying this, and I mean this sincerely, I'm not a therapist. I'm not trying to be. I just know for a fact my own experience that, I mean, I love my parents very, very much. And unfortunately, they, you know, they got sick and they passed on. And the good Lord said their journey's done. And you get a little melancholy. You do. But you got to keep moving on and remember the good times. And every time you think about them, just know the fact that they're smiling down on you. And they want you to keep doing your thing, man, you know, until your journey's done. So the holidays can do that to people. And I was on my heart to say, please, you know, just be well, you know, and be thankful and be blessed. You know, I know that some people might say, well, where are you going with this, LBJ? It's just, it was on my heart. I just felt like I had to say it. It's something that I needed to share. You know, you don't have to listen to the whole thing now. Come back to it later. But I'm telling you, just think that, you know, everything's going to be okay. You know, it really is. And I hate to see some people do some things that doesn't need to be done because they're feeling sad. And this is that time of year. There's a high rate of people who feel like they want to check out. And I'm just saying, please don't do that. You don't know me. I don't know you. You hear my voice. I'm just here to tell you that it's okay. It will be okay. I hope I didn't ramble on, and I hope I'm, you know, not offending anybody. I just want people to think, because, you know, I care about you. I care about people. I care about my family, my friends, and the time that you've chosen to let me into your life for a few minutes. I care about you, and I mean that. So please, as I always say, I know it's that time of year, and I hope somebody grabs onto it. Take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family's important. And if you see someone else, give them a hand. I believe this one act really will make the world a better place. And it will help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you can be. Let's enjoy the holidays together, people. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you've been listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.